hustle, brains, determination. These were the ingredients used to make the perfect ninja boy. But the professor mistakenly added an extra ingredient, chemical rants.
What's up guys? Rants of a Ninja Boy episode 3, yeah, I'm back again. I can't believe it. This is already my third episode. It's crazy, man. Today's episode, I'm going to be talking about why marriages are flopping so much these days. And it's weird for me because I have absolutely no experience. I've never been married before. I've never been divorced before. I've never even been in a long-term relationship. But you see this thing, marriage, it has uplifted so many and has broken so many. It is looked as an accomplishment by so many and is feared by so many. That's why you ask yourself, why is it that something that is supposed to bring so much joy to people has led to the destruction of so many people? So you'll be asking yourself, why should you listen to this episode? The rate of divorces are staggeringly increasing. Listen to this episode. A lot of people are putting pressure on me that I'm getting too old for marriage. Listen to this episode. I've been trying to get married for a while now and I've not been able to. Meet your therapist, but also listen to this episode. So this is the time where you get your popcorn and sit back, because I'm going to get a guest on for this episode, and I promise you, it's going to be my best episode yet. I know I say that for all my episodes, but this one, I actually mean it 100%. This is going to be the most interesting episode. So get yourself ready, get your popcorn set. Rants of a Ninja Boy, a podcast hosted by your very own. What's up, guys? Rants of a Ninja Boy, episode 3. I have a very special guest in the building today, my very own big sister. I had to beg her to come on this episode. Right now, I'm in the phase where I'm low-key begging people. But by God's grace, hopefully, people will soon start begging me. Some people have already sent me DMs that they want to come on the podcast. But hopefully, they will soon start begging me to come on the podcast. So, Hassan, I want to say hi.
Hi, please don't mind him. He didn't beg me that much, but please, I need to call you out. There is nobody that is sending you DMs that they want to be on the podcast. But as a big sister, I hope that one day people will be begging you to be on the podcast.
People are actually sending me DMs. A lot of people are sending
show
me DMs.
Show me the DMs.
I'll show you the DMs when I'm done recording.
There
the
is no DM.
A lot of people have been sending me DMs.
No, but please, there is nobody sending you DM.
So before we started this episode, I told her I have some hot takes on why marriages are flopping. And she kept on saying she wants to listen to these hot takes. I have no experience on this topic. Where am I getting my takes from? Just chill. Hear this take. Hassan, are you ready for this take?
Please, I need to hear this special take that nobody has ever heard of before. And I just have to react. You guys, I have not listened to this take before. This is my first time. Please, let me hear it.
The reason why marriages are crashing so much these days is that, think about it now, why do people get married? Because they fall in love. Then I'm about to blow your minds. The reason why marriages are crashing these days is because people are falling out of love.
You're not serious. I can't believe you brought me here to hear this take that everybody already knows about, because people are falling out of love. Seriously,
it's a one in a million exclusive take. People are falling out of love. Now let me break it down for you people. I'm sure all of you are scratching your heads.
I bet you nobody is scratching their head.
Okay, just chill and hear this one. So now we live in a world where people get married 2-3 years after dating, and they've already done everything while they were dating. So how is marriage now supposed to be important? How are you meant to be happy? How is there meant to be so much joy when you're married? Oh, one thing that is going to bring joy to this marriage is when we have kids. Guess what? You already had kids before getting married. Oh, maybe that flight to Dubai, that trip to Dubai, we're going to love it and it's going to be one of the grandest gestures ever. Guess what? You've gone to Dubai 4 times before getting married. That birthday present that is going to buy for you that will blow you away while you guys are married. You've done about 4 birthdays before. So how is it meant to be special? And I know all of you want to look back and say, well, our parents got married for 30 years. Our parents were married for 40 years. Let me tell you something, and it's a bitter pill, or it's a very hard truth that most parents will not admit to. Most parents were not in love before they got married. they fell in love when they were married. And the fact that they fell in love when they were married, the love phase lasted longer before the love later fizzled out or whatever. At the end of the day, there was no point getting divorced after 20 years, 25 years. So they'll just learn to coexist with each other. And the reason why they'll coexist with each other is most likely because of the kids, or where else are you going to go? You want to start getting divorced 60 and start, some people do it because some people are actually really crazy out these days. But where else do you want to go? So realistically, it would just be best to stay in the marriage and just live off the memories that you guys had. So Hassan, what do you think about this take? This one in a million take.
Okay. I get what you are saying. So basically, what you are saying is that when people date each other before they get married, they lose that novelty of knowing each other. They lose that curiosity. They lose the, you know, first time we are doing this.
Tell my fans that you can speak better English than me. Just tell them. No,
yes, I know novelty. And I use novelty with my own explanation that you did not.
Okay.
But basically, you're saying that people should fall in love while married rather than falling in love outside of marriage. But let me say my own take. The truth is that whether they fall in love while married or fall in love outside.
But that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying fall in love. Fall in love while married, because you have to fall in love to get married. I'm not saying
you don't have to fall in love to get married, though.
Why?
People fall in love without getting. Love is overrated. That's my own take.
Okay.
That's my hot take.
Elaborate.
A mic drop.
Elaborate.
Okay. Let me elaborate. So, scientifically, like, people have actually studied love, and love is actually like a drug. So when people are in love, there's a part of the brain that is actually affected, and the way it's affected is just like when someone is high on drugs. So you know all the feeling of butterflies and the feeling of just being obsessed with that person, maybe not obsessed but almost obsessed with that person. It eventually dies down, and people, studies have actually been shown that after like 2-3 years or 4-5 years max, that feeling, you know, that I'm in love feeling is actually going to go, and then it becomes work, and then you have to start getting to know each other. Those things that you really loved, they start annoying you. Maybe you just love the fact that he was so smart, now you feel like he's I too know. So all those things become very, I don't know, you just get, sometimes you get bored, and that's where some people just decide that, you know what, I'm done with this, let's end this relationship. But when you actually get married, then you now decide, okay, you know what, let's just try and make this work. We're going to be committed to each other.
Coexisting, yeah.
No, it's not coexisting.
Why don't you want to support my take? Okay, nah, no problem.
No, I support some part of your take. Like, okay. I support the fact of the novelty dying. And so when you are married, that novelty is no more there. So marriage becomes, it loses that special.
Okay. Wait. If you guys did not have, maybe there were no grand gestures, there were no trips to Dubai, there was really nothing special before you guys got married. And it's when you guys got married that you experienced all these beautiful and special moments. Do you still think the novelty will die early on? Or what's your take on that?
See, marriage is more than beautiful and special moments. If a marriage is on the rocks, the trip to Dubai is not going to do anything to it. That day is not going to do anything to the marriage. So I don't even see those things as big deals when it comes to marriage.
But the thing is that people fall in love in moments. Maybe it could be those small things that your partner does that will make you fall in love. It could be the grand gestures. So I'm saying those moments, do you think they really still count if it has not happened before?
I don't think so. I actually don't think so. I think whether you've done it before you get married or when you are married, it doesn't really matter. Yes, those moments are important moments. They make us, they remind us of why we love the person. But you see people that have gone for for trips abroad, and they're even fighting during those trips. So what I'm just trying to say is that those small things, to me, they are just small. It's actually the everyday living moments that make the marriage work. Like if you actually feel respected, if you actually feel cared for by your husband or your wife, if you actually feel loved, you know, those are those things. All those trips to Dubai, all those.
But
to me, it doesn't.
at one point, that love that you feel, you can look at it and say that, yo, this thing is actually getting annoying. You are beginning to get pissed off. Maybe sending you messages all the time, texting you all the time, trying to hang out all the time. And people just get bored of each other.
But some people like it. Do you know what?
You can't like it forever.
Some people, that's what they like. Like, if you don't check up on them regularly, they'll just feel like you don't really like them or you've forgotten about them. Some people like that attention and some people don't. There's no one recipe.
That's what I'm saying. At first, if you get married to somebody and the person is texting you all the time, maybe it will now put butterflies in your belly or whatever. It will give you funny flutters or whatever. If you get married to the person at first. But later on, you just start seeing it as a normality. Oh, he messages me every time. So it's no longer special. It loses that prestige.
I get what you're saying. It loses that special feeling. Touch. But then it becomes routine that the day that your partner, your spouse, does not send that message, something will go wrong.
Yeah,
you will miss it. So you know what? For me, what makes it special is the little things that you do for each other. Like you see people say, the fact that my partner or my spouse charges my phone for me every night, he knows that he's dead and I'm sleeping and you charge the phone, those are the things that matter. And oh my God, I just...
Why can't you just charge it yourself? Charge your phone yourself. What is it with the bridge
problem?
Because
we forget now. You know when you use your phone at night and then you just sleep off. And the next day you have to go to work and you've not charged it. And then someone now comes and charges the phone for you. People actually appreciate that.
I think another reason why marriages are flopping is that people set their marriages to meet with other people's standards. Now, to be honest, I'm not married. I don't know if I'll get married, but hopefully I get married one day. And I've always told myself, if I get married and my wife cheats on me, the person I love the most on earth is my mom. But even my mom, there's no amount of begging that she'll beg me to take her back, because I will not just be interested in a relationship again.
How does that have to do with the point of...
No, the point that I'm trying to make is that's me. That's the standard I've set for my own marriage. It doesn't mean because somebody else has set that standard, then you be in a marriage, maybe your spouse cheats on you, you now say, other people are saying they won't collect their spouse after they cheat on them. So why should I collect my spouse? Do what you feel works for your own marriage. Don't allow anybody else to control your marriage. Don't allow external factors. Some people will see their spouse cheating, and the first question that will come to their mind, if I get divorced, what will people say? What will my mom say? She loves her so much. What will people say? What you should be asking yourself is that, what are the ramifications that your spouse cheating on you have on your marriage? Will you ever trust your partner again? So many questions you should ask yourself regarding the marriage. But instead, people will be bothered about what other people will say, because you are holding your marriage to the standards of other people that have nothing to do with your marriage. What do you think, Asana?
I agree with you. I agree with your point, though. A part of your point. Where people actually set standards based on other people's expectations or standards. Like, people don't set standards, their own standards for themselves. But I feel like I'm going to use a better example. Your own, why are you using cheating? Did somebody
cheat
on you?
For me, that's the worst you can do in a relationship. Worst.
Nah, what of killing?
I'm not going to categorize
what
killing
if someone,
and stealing.
Okay, what
whatever.
If your spouse?
Because of, I feel cheating is one that affects you from an emotional perspective the most.
Okay,
so
okay.
Cheating for me.
I get what you're saying. But for me, when it comes to not... as in having your own standards, I'm not going to use that kind of example or come from that angle. Me, what I'm going to say is that if you're going to get married, there's this advice I heard from someone. You're going to get a lot of advice from people. Put that advice under the
bad
pillow.
Advice and good advice. You
yes,
feel tight.
Bad advice and good advice. And what she said was, put it under your pillow. The day that you see that, because if you just start using all those advice, it might not even be for your marriage. The day that you see that, okay, maybe this is happening now, then you can now carry the advice, carry one from your under your pillow and use it. The point I'm trying to make is, when you are getting married, so many people give you advice. They will tell you, don't start pounding yam for your husband, though. If not, every day he will start asking for yam. Meanwhile, so because of that, you will never make pounded yam for your husband again. Meanwhile, if you just make that pounded yam once in a while, you actually appreciate it. You actually stop doing things that will probably actually make your husband feel more cared for, because other people have had experiences where they were expected to do that regularly. And because of those people's experiences, it's affecting your own marriage. So set your own standards. Look at who your partner is. Look at who you are. Enjoy your marriage the way it is, and don't look at how other people's marriages are. Don't compare your marriage to other people.
Okay, another thing I want to say. This one, I feel a lot of girls fall under this bracket. The whole age thing. Now, the thing is, one thing that I've learned in life from all the books I've read, from all the movies I've watched, from all the married couples I've seen in my life.
Oh, you always claim that you've read books. How many books have you read, Uyo?
I've read a lot of books.
Name one.
I have so many textbooks. My textbooks count. My secondary school and university textbook count. So, one thing I know is that there's actually no right time for marriage. What people don't know is that it's not the time that matters. It's the person that matters. You can be 50 or 60. You probably hit menopause then and you will not get kids. But still, you can be 50 or 60 and get married if it's the right person and you love your marriage. If you are 20 and get married, I promise you, if it's the wrong person, you will never ever enjoy their marriage. Another thing I dislike is when people who are in their maybe 30s criticize people who are in their 20s because insecurity is creeping in. The fact that they've not gotten married, they'll now say things like, she's too young to get married. If it's the right person, it doesn't matter what age you get married, as far as you're above 18. Because I think my mom got married 19. Most of our parents, if people that are in their 20s, 30s now, most of our parents got married 19. And a lot of them are loving their marriage. And I hate it when people who are now 19, 20 now criticize those that are older and say, oh, you're too old, you haven't gotten married. First of all, it's nobody's business. Second of all, is the right person that matters. So you can be 70, 80. People, I can assure you now, this very moment that I'm recording this episode, there is somebody maybe in Italy or Sweden that is 70 years old and getting married to someone who she considers to be the love of her life.
Yeah, I saw something like that. A woman that was 110, I think. She got married recently, so yeah. I agree with you. This one, I can say I fully agree with you.
This is the first thing she has ever agreed with me. Fully since we're kids, so.
No. I think you're funny. That one, I agree with you. I think your podcast will do well. That's an agreement. So this is not the first thing.
Do you think me? I think my own podcast will do
Oh, good point. Okay, so he's right. So whatever your age, don't feel pressured to get married because of your age. And if you find the right person, or you feel like you found the right person, you shouldn't feel like you're too young, or you shouldn't feel like you're too old, get married. But my question is, I don't understand, when you started this point, you mentioned how it affects ladies. Oh, okay, because of the age.
Yeah, the age thing, because men, you can be 30 and not married and nobody will care. But yeah, for ladies, it's actually very different.
Yeah. It's actually worse for us. You are right. So, how does this affect your title, which is why marriages flop? Please get to the point.
Because of you might be rushing to get married, and you now marry the wrong person. But in your head, you're marrying the wrong person at the right time.
Now you've explained it better. Okay.
Okay.
I agree.
I think this is the 8th or 9th time I'm hearing I agree from my senior sister since we were kids.
Before so, it was 1, now it's 8. Okay, it's increasing small.
Ironically, I'm an accountant and I'm bad with numbers. So that joke did not kick off.
Oh, just so you know, we are used to say that. Sorry, Sule.
Call me whatever.
Uyosha. He used to say when we were young, he used to say that his talent is math.
I was probably the Glory International School. I was one of the best when it came to mathematics. I went to Command Suleja where there were about 5,000 students.
You heard that story. You say you're no more talking about Command
Suleja. And I was one of the best with mathematics. When I went to Brighter, the reason why I was bad at math, just two, I was really good at math, but I just stopped caring about academic stuff and the rest. That is why.
Oh, I just remembered something. I have a story to share about you. So one time when we were in school, okay, we all came with really bad results. You know, he was in Brighton now, you were in private school, blah blah blah. So my dad said, see, this result is horrible. If you know that you don't want to, I'll take you to LEA primary.
Apple Boys. Yeah.
Yes. If you know that you don't want to go to Apple Boys, you better start doing well in your math. Turns out this boy went to school. He didn't just want to go to Apple Boys. He went to school before you know. When my dad went for his visiting, his teacher actually came to meet my dad. And what happened? Uyo has changed. If Uyo doesn't even understand the subject in math, Uyo will go and be disturbing him. We never knew Uyo. That was the most serious I had ever seen Uyo actually.
But now with my podcast, you are seeing a level of seriousness. Okay, my final point is why marriages are flopping. See, See, what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to single-handedly. I can't use single-handedly because you are on this episode. Mm. But I'll still say it. I'm trying to single-handedly end divorces in Nigeria. So if you are listening to my podcast...
Good luck.
Another thing that I feel... This one is actually a double-edged sword. This one that I'm trying to talk about. For better or worse, these days, I don't know if that value is really upheld by so many married couples. Because when they say for better or worse, if you want to get married... Wait, I actually want to hear your take on this one. If you want to get married, do you think your tolerance level has to be very high? Or personally, you just feel, I've already set out my standards. I'm not going to take this, regardless of how deep into our marriage you are. So do you think... Because now, there are so many marriages where the person will just snore. Oh, I don't do this marriage again. How can you be snoring when you are sleeping? So do you think you should tolerate a lot of stuff, or you should set your standards, and once that person is not able to meet up with your standards, you should just end the marriage and just, for better or for worse, doesn't really count anymore these days?
As cliche as it sounds, you actually do need to be patient when you're married. You just have to tolerate each other. You just have to stand by each other, for better or for worse. But that worse does not include... beating, verbal abuse.
No, anything abuse. Just leave your partner immediately with immediate alacrity. Don't waste time. Abuse.
But, exactly. But don't go and set standards and you say, I must stick to these standards. If he does this, I'm out. If he does that, I'm out. Marriage is something that should be taken seriously. Don't just break it anyhow.
So, quickly, before we end the episode, what's your take on all these marriages that will just last 3 months? 6 months. Marriages that last less than a year. What's your take?
My own take? Well, I just think it's sad. Nobody gets married hoping to get divorced. Nobody gets married hoping to get divorced. So, yeah, overall, sad for me.
But do you think marriages are composed for everybody? Do you think in an ideal world, everybody should get married?
If you know you are self-centered and you are selfish, don't get married.
It's not for you.
It's not for you.
Okay, what if, God forbid, your son or your daughter comes to meet you and tells you that, in my life, I don't think I have plans of ever getting married. Would you be disappointed or you support?
Me, I'm a Nigerian. No, I'm going to be disappointed. No wokeism for me. I mean, what's the word?
There's no time to be woke.
No time to be woke. I'm going to be disappointed. Of course, like, I want it to be that my children will want to get married because I have such a beautiful marriage that I've modeled for them. So I'm not going to be happy, but they will do them.
At the end of the day, it is what it is.
It is what it is. I can't tell them what to do. Because they are adults, of course.
So, I think that's all for this episode. Hassana, do you have anything to conclude on? Me, my own is just that. It's absolutely ridiculous how you are going to throw away your life because of you want to meet with other people's standards. So just forget about that. Set out your own standards for wedding, for marriages. Stop falling out of love. Two main things that will make you fall in love. And, don't be bothered about time. Right now, I'm 23, but trust me, even if I'm 33, in the next 10 years or whatever, if I'm not married, I don't think I'll be bothered. As far as I'm in a happy place, I'll be super cool. You understand? So, Asana.
I'm sorry, when you said you were 23, I just had to laugh. The irony of a 23-year-old giving marriage advice. But this is where we are. For me, Sha, in conclusion... I don't really agree with many of Uyo's hot takes. I don't even agree that they are hot takes. These are things that are already known, so you can listen at your own peril.
These are things that you already knew
that
because I told you before.
Yeah, right.
They
are already
because you are listening to it on the podcast now, so everybody is going to know.
They are already known by all the people that are listening. These are things that we hear all the time. Nothing special, nothing new.
So you are telling me there was nothing exclusive.
They were all cold takes. Like, there was nothing new. There was nothing mind-blowing about what you said. What was mind-blowing was that you actually thought this was going to be mind-blowing.
Okay. 1-0, 1-0, 1-0. I'm definitely going to get back. Maybe.
I always get back. I always win, actually.
I've won more times than you. Our back and forth, I win most of the back and forth. Nobody on earth wins me when it comes to back and forth.
Because I laugh doesn't mean you won.
Okay, thank you very much, Trans of a Nanja Boy, episode 3. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Tell me what you think. via my social handles, Instagram, Rants of a Naija Boy, Snapchat, Rants of a Naija Boy, Twitter, guess what? Rants of a Naija Boy. So, Amasana, do you want to drop your socials? Because...
Nah, I'd rather not.
Okay, don't drop your socials, man.
No, please. Let me just remain in obscurity.
Okay.
When your podcast is big, then I can drop my socials.
No problem. Don't drop your socials. It's all right. I'm not offended in any way possible. Have you seen that meme where this guy wears a mask in front of the mask to look happy, but deep down inside he's fucking pissed, he's crying. You see cracks on his face.
No.
Okay, I haven't seen the meme. It's cool. Don't worry.
Okay.
Don't drop your socials. I've said it. That period of my life, or that period where this podcast is going to take off and people are begging me to come for this podcast, I'm not going to be accepting your socials anymore.
And I can't wait.
I can't wait. So thank you very much for streaming this episode. I'm always going to thank you guys for using your data to stream this episode and to stream all my episodes. As usual, it's available on Anchor.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbean.fm. Do have a wonderful day. Thank you very much.